It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. Kurt Masur, the music director emeritus of the New York Philharmonic, has died from complications of Parkinson's disease in Greenwich, Connecticut. He was 88. The Philharmonic said it would dedicate its Saturday night performance of Handel's Messiah to Mr. Masur's memory. Masur was credited with transforming the orchestra from a lackluster ensemble into an artistic powerhouse. He was the Philharmonic's music director from 1991 to 2002. What the New York Times called his finest hour and a gift to the city came on September 20, 2001. That night, in a nationally televised memorial to the victims of the September 11th attacks, Mr. Masur led the Philharmonic in a performance of Brahms' German Requiem. Mr. Masur's survivors include his third wife, the former Tomoko Sakurai, and their son, Ken David, his daughters, Angelica and Caroline, his sons, Michael and Matthias, and nine grandchildren. "I don't want to be called a wonder," Mr. Masur told the New York Times in 1991. "The wonder is the music." Israeli-born violin virtuoso Itzhak Perlman was named the third winner of the Genesis Prize. 70-year-old Perlman, who was named the winner last week, said he was mostly unfamiliar with the prize when he first learned he was being considered. Established in 2012 by a consortium of Russian Jewish philanthropists, the prize is presented annually to somebody who has received international renown in their professional field and serves as a role model through their commitment to Jewish values. Perlman joins former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg and the actor Michael Douglas as recipients of the annual $1 million prize that has been dubbed the Jewish Nobel. "I was totally dumbfounded," Perlman said about learning he had been selected as this year's winner. "I'm a musician. I play the fiddle. I was so totally taken aback, and I was obviously so incredibly honored that they would even consider me. It was very exciting." Perlman says he's giving the $1 million prize to charity. He will receive the prize at a ceremony in January. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website, kbok.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music on 89.5 KBOK Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.